good morning. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Kate Conway and Rosie Osborne. And Sarah Kate came up with this great idea about winter coats for the homeless. And Rosie Osborne is involved in it as well, but she's also with the Peterborough Ferry Trust. First of all, Sarah, will you just tell the listeners about the idea, winter coats for the homeless?
Yeah, no problem. I thought of the idea, first of all, because I had bought a new winter coat myself this year because I had a big 21st birthday, so I was able to buy a new one with some of the money that I got. But my old coat, there's nothing wrong with it. It's quite warm. It's one of those puffy ones down to your knee. So I kind of presumed that it could go to somebody else who would appreciate it a little bit more. I was going to give it to the charity shops, but then I thought, why not give it to somebody who can't even afford a charity shop and who would really benefit from it. And then a friend of mine said that she would have a few bits and that she could bring around as well with her, and then we could have, just four or five coats or so. But another friend of ours said, why don't we try and make it an event out of it? So that's when I went to Facebook, and then I emailed radio stations and tried to get the publicity about it. So fingers crossed now.
Okay, and Rosie, is the Peter McFerry Trust involved in this?
Yeah, so Peter McFerry deals with the homeless.
Yeah.
He has a lot of places, like underage buyers, and I'm actually working in one of the hostels.
Yeah, and it's a big thing now, homelessness.
It is a big thing.
We interview a lot of places about it. And it is a great idea, isn't it?
That's brilliant. Like, people don't realise, you know, the amount of people that are actually homeless. And in the last few years, there's actually an awful lot more, you know.
This is due to the economic situation and all that. And austerity plays a big part in it as well.
It does, yeah.
And, homeless people, they have this, some people have this idea that they're all drunks and drug addicts. That's not the case.
No, it's not the case, no.
So how would one become homeless?
You know? Well, you know, they could have lost their job and, you know, could have got into trouble with their family, and they just felt that they had nowhere to go. And the only one that looks after them is himself, Peter. Mm. He's doing actually 30 years. And people have this big thing, you have to be a drunkard or you have to be an addict or just to be in these places. It's all kinds of life that come in and out of them. And only for Peter, they would be actually sleeping on the streets.
Yeah.
A lot of them choose to do so. And if they do, they can actually knock on the door, 15 Angel Street, and they'd be given out a sleeping bag to keep them warm and, you know.
Okay, and how you just have to do fundraising and stuff like that?
Peter,
Do you get any funding from the government at all?
Well, a lot of the fundraising would be down to the fundraising staff.
Yeah.
That they'd go out and do the fundraisings. I think Peter does get something, but it wouldn't be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nobody gets a lot from the government these days.
No.
Sarah Kate, the coats, explain to us how people can get involved if they want to donate a coat.
Perfect. Yeah, any coats at all, any kind of winter coats that would keep people warm, I guess, through the winter, as opposed to kind of summer jackets or anything like that. Hats and scarves we'll take in as well. And we're collecting, the collection point is St. Joseph's CBS Primary School. It's in Fairview. If people didn't know where it was, they could visit the Facebook page, Facebook.com/wintercoats for the homeless. And if you wanted to mail myself, if you weren't sure as to where it was, I could mail you back and let you know the exact directions to where St. Joseph's is. We're just collecting from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. and then we're going to stay back and we'll organise them then into the, you know, men's and women's and everything like that as well. So please come down and spread the word for family and friends, and so we can get as many coats as possible for this winter.
So now there's only the one collection point, and it's only
on
from 12 to 3 on the one day, the 3rd of November.
Yeah.
Is this the first year you've done this?
Yeah, this is the first year that I've thought of it. So maybe even next year, if I was to do it again, if it was successful as such, I could make more than one collection point. And I've gotten a lot of mails from people down the country wondering if there was any close to them. So it could be a possibility. We have links in Waterford and Kilkenny and everything as well. So I have links. It's with another summer camp that I'm involved in, so I could easily get them involved as well for next year. So we never know. But I will definitely put it up on Facebook and everything next year, just like I have this year, to let people know.
Well, it is. It's a fantastic idea, and I can see it getting much, much bigger. Tell us about the other...
The other camp that I'm involved in, we're in, it's called the Edmund Rice Summer Camps. We are looked after by the Christian Brothers, but at the same time, we do have to fundraise a good bit because we are trying to make ourselves a lot bigger. We've kind of just gone from 1 week. We've gotten permission to do 2 weeks. So we did 2 weeks this year, this summer. It's only during the summer. And we get children from the schools kind of close by as such. We're based in St. Joseph's CBS. So we get children, we get the boys from the school itself. That's how I know Rosie, because one of her son was one of our campers years ago and for many years, and now he is back as a junior leader. We've started a new programme this year, the Junior Leaders Programme, so we picked two of the lads that we've had who we felt really enjoyed the camp, loved every aspect of it, always wanted to come back, even if they were too old or not. Yeah. They always wanted to still be involved. So we started that this year, and fingers crossed then we'll be able to take in a few more for next year. So we're kind of moved the numbers from just two junior leaders to maybe we're thinking of six. So, and they'll be there for the full week, and they'll do the roles of the leaders themselves, prepping lunches and helping bring in on the tours and everything like that as well. So really to keep them interested, and hopefully through the year then as well, we'll keep in contact with them and keep them involved as such.
And this summer camp, is it for everybody or is it just for
No, unfortunately not. It's just for... the schools themselves, actually, yeah. we put in a certain amount of application forms, and then the application forms are given out to certain students. So it's actually up to the schools themselves as to who wants to come and who doesn't want to join us. So we don't actually just send out kind of a lot of application forms. It's actually up to the schools themselves as to who they want to send or why they want to send them or anything like that. Mm. And we play games with them all day, and we'd like to bring them to on tours to places that they wouldn't necessarily get to go to as such, especially this year. Now they were surprised to even see a field, I have to say, because yeah. We brought them to Kildare, we brought them to Lullymore, so they were very surprised to see a few cows in the green field. They didn't know what was going on.
We had the weather this year. It was great.
Yeah, exactly, which was absolutely brilliant. So we spent the majority of the 2 weeks outdoors, which was brilliant. So there was no cabin fever, thank God.
Yeah. And your lad must have really enjoyed it, Rosie.
Oh, he loves it. You know, that's how I met Sarah. Mm. Was sending him to the summer camp. I was very happy. Like, what was it, 5 years? 6 years?
Oh, easily, yeah.
You know, when we first got him into it, he loved it, enjoys it, and now he wants to be a leader.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
I was giving him something to look forward to, because there's something out there for anybody.
And there isn't. It's terrible for the children. Leaving school.
Yeah, so
we've an incentive to walk, John. No, even incentive. The government are taking it off everybody.
Yeah, I know it is. You know? It's disgraceful.
Like, yeah.
And it's the vulnerable and the old that are paying, you know.
Yeah.
And only for Peter, as I said, there'd be people out there probably dead.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. And coming into the winter now, you know, it's going to be
Peter,
very harsh.
You know, is a very, he's not a man that wants anything. He's only happy when he knows that them lads are safe.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a hostel, John, but it's a home to them.
It's a home, it is, it definitely. Is and it's home. Shelter and it's food.
And they love it.
Yeah, and he's a great man. We've covered the Peter McFerry Trust in here in Near FM on numerous occasions. Mm. You know, so we like to be of help whenever we can.
Thanks, Millie.
Okay,
Thank you, John.
We talk about the winter coats for the homeless again.
Yeah.
So if you just give us the details.
Perfect, yeah. So any winter coats that anybody may have, hats and scarves and everything will be accepted as well. Our collection point is St. Joseph's CBS Primary School in Fairview. It's on the 3rd of November, so it's this coming Sunday. And it's from 12 p.m. until 3 p.m. So just a couple of hours there in the afternoon that hopefully you'll be able to spare just to drop down a few coats for ourselves.
Yeah.
To be able to distribute to all the hostels. So.
So it's a little under a week.
Yeah.
So you know, if anybody's out there, and I think everybody must have a spare coat lying in their wardrobe.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what you can find. So you'll be able to make room in your wardrobe along with helping others. So why not?
And it could actually help keep someone healthy.
Keep them warm.
Keep them warm and keep them healthy.
Let them feel that there is somebody out there that does care about them apart from Peter.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. Is there anything either of you want to add? Give out the Facebook page again.
Yeah.
Phone numbers.
Yeah, maybe. Just if anybody wanted any other information about the event itself, or there is an email address. It's wintercoatsforthehomeless, @gmail.com. Or then you can visit facebook.com/wintercoatsforthehomeless and you'll be able to get direct in contact with myself, so I'll be able to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, well, listen, thank you both very, very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, you're more than welcome. Yeah.